Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the July 15th, 2019 City of Kingston Planning Board meeting. We will begin the meeting tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Introductions. My name is Wayne Platt, Jr. I'm the chairman. We also have members Robert Jacobson, Mary Jo Wiltshire, Matt Gillis, and Kevin M. Roach. We also have the City of Kingston Assistant Planner, Kyla D-Day. Senior Clerk in the Planning Office is Donna Brady. We have the Common Council Liaison to the Planning Board, Alderman Reynolds Scott Childress. I think I saw him out here. He was in the building. And we have Assistant Corporation Counsel Daniel Gartenstein. Some housekeeping issues. We have exits at both sides of the council chambers. In case of an emergency, we're going to use the stairs and not the elevators. The bathrooms are to my left. We ask folks to silence their cell phones. And if there's a conversation that needs to occur, there are conference rooms at either door in the council chambers. If you can take them to those rooms, that would be greatly appreciated. We ask that you respect the speakers. Are we doing the adoption of the minute? We're doing the open public speaking first, right? Yes, we usually do.
Yes, that's right.
Under open public speaking, we allocate 15 minutes for this, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with anything that's on our agenda. Keep in mind that if you are going to speak, it does not become part of a public record on anything that's on our agenda. So keep that in mind. And if anybody wishes to speak at this time, you want to come up to the microphone and... Okay. Nobody's at the mic. We're going to close the open public speaking. Item number two on the agenda is adoption of the... Brandy, I already introduced you, by the way, so you're good, all right? adoption of the June 17th, 2019 Planning Board minutes and the June 3rd, 2019 minutes from the special meeting of the Kingstonian. Everybody's had an opportunity to take a look at them. Any questions, additions, or deletions? Okay, at this time I'll make a motion that we approve both of those minutes from June 17th and June 3rd of 2019. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mary Jo Wiltshire. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I brought a red pen too. There you go. Okay, public hearings. Item number three is 47 North Front Street. It's a special permit renewal for a residence in the mixed-use overlay district. Section block and lot is 48.314-2-10. Seeker determination, zone C2, mixed-use overlay district, Stockade Historic District, and Heritage Area. Ward 2, Maria Philippus is the applicant owner. Is there anybody besides the applicant or owner wishing to speak on item number three?
Maria's not going to be here. Do we need her here for this?
It's up to you. She may come later. She wasn't.
Okay. This was originally part of a hotel, right? A one-room hotel above here.
She was doing short-term rentals.
That's what I mean. Yeah. This is above Boitsen's, correct? The applicant is not here right now. Do you want to? Okay, we'll move. She may be here later, so we'll move on to item number. Okay. All right. Item number four, 11 Lounsbury Court and 369-415 Pearl Street Extension. Lot line revision of the lands of Grimaldi. Section block and lot is 56.31. 2023-1-36 and 28, Seeker Determination, Zone RRR, Ward 3, Christopher F. Grimaldi is the trustee and applicant. Frank E. Grimaldi is the owner. Is there anybody besides the applicant or owner wishing to speak on item number 4? Okay. Hi there. How you doing, Moose?
I was going to say, do I need to introduce myself?
Yeah, you're going to have to, just for the record.
My name is Walter Eggert. I represent Bernier and Larios Engineering and Surveying.
Okay.
And the Grimaldi Family Trust.
Okay.
What we're doing, I'm sorry, do I actually need that? We're doing a lot line adjustment between two lots that the family owns. And the reason they're doing this is because they've built a fence. At one time, they didn't know where the line was, and therefore, they wanted to make the fence the line. And that's really why they're changing the property line.
Okay.
Certainly. That's the current line there, and then it follows the fence for the new property line. So the smaller lot, of course, is getting larger.
Yeah, I never knew this was a... Everything meets with zoning, and okay.
Yeah, large lots.
Okay. That was the west feel. Matt, you're good? Okay. Under seeker, this is a type 2 action. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So no further review of the board is required at this time. So I'll make a motion that we approve item number 4 with board policy 6. That's it, right? 6?
And then
all of the right. Copies. Yeah, you're going to make the 5 copies, Mylar copy.
Mylar.
Yeah, okay.
Usual.
Make sure we get this.
Written descriptions, too. You can submit to them.
Sure.
All right. So that's a motion. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, sir. Good seeing you.
I'm here for
you. Oh, you're here again.
Very next one.
All right.
If you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Okay, item number 5, 53 Emerson Street and 56 Johnston Avenue, lot line deletion of the lands of LeSueur, section block and lot is 56.90-6-35 and 56.106-3-2.100, seeker determination, zone R1, Ward 1. Elmer LeSueur is the applicant owner. Is there anybody besides the applicant or owner wishing to speak on item number 5? Come on up to the microphone, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. How's that microphone? Okay.
I think so.
You're gonna have to speak into that microphone there too.
Oh, into it.
Yeah.
Hello. Is that good?
That's good.
Thank you.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
Of course. My name is Arthur Anderson, and I live at 57 Emerson Street. This is in the neighborhood that's adjacent to the lot that's being co-joined. As neighbors, we have no objection to the co-joining, but we do have a request of the board. And we want to give them some information we think is highly relevant in this exceptional case, unusual case, I should say. The two lots are 53 Emerson, which has the residence of the LeSueurs on it, and 56 Johnson, which is a mid-block, formerly forested lot that 10 houses look out upon. And it was, without notice and totally unknown to anyone in the neighborhood, totally clear-cut on May 8th and 9th. That means we heard chainsaws in the morning, and by our count, in counting the stumps, there were 27 or more mature trees taken down. This removed entirely the forest or the tree aspect of the lot and led to and could lead to erosion and storm management issues. I have a statement, by the way, I can submit to the record.
You can submit that, sir, yes.
Thank you. A stop work order was put on the property for potential erosion and storm management issues that is still on the property. The applicant, who's actually a neighbor of mine, and I get on with him very well, except we have a difference of opinion on how Kingston City ordinances read and what their implications are. His plan for that lot is, and he was turned down by the planning board to do it on a separate lot, is to join the two lots, which is fine, and his plan is to put in a parking lot and a, he says, up to 5-stall garage. He would also replace some of the trees because the neighbors have been very distraught about that. And my request is to have the planning board, if they grant his application for a lot line revision, to make it subject to them having jurisdiction over what goes on in that lot. Because he did the clearing without notice to any neighbors and without coming to this board or the planning department for a site plan application or approval, we are not clear that what he says he will do with the lot is going to actually happen. It's in our great interest to have it returned to a more bucolic area, notwithstanding what he wants to do on the property. I could go into, but it's in my document for the record, what the current violations are in terms of ordinances. They vary from the need for flood damage protection that may happen under the stop work order, stormwater management and erosion control that may also happen under the stop work order, site plan development approval. As I read the code, all uses of land require an approved site plan, even where no building is proposed and where a building permit or certificate of occupancy is not required. I'm reading from the code. There's also an issue in the code, Part C5, where all parking areas are reasonably screened at all seasons of the year from the view of adjacent residential lots, and that the general landscaping of the site is such as to enhance the character of the city and is in character with that generally prevailing in the neighborhood. Likewise, and this he would have had to comply with this if he had come here properly, all existing trees, I'm quoting, all existing trees over 8 inches in diameter shall be retained to the maximum extent possible. We've measured all the tree stumps, and there are at least 17 that are diameter 12 inches to 30 inches that have been taken down. We have photographs of this. Another issue here is, and I have a photograph of it here, is he has two non-motorized storage vehicles, one of which is in his driveway and one of which is on the lot. And under section 405.29b, these are prohibited except by special permit from the Building Safety Division, and then the permit can only be given for up to 48 hours and for a total of 7 days. So we don't know what's going to happen with this lot. We know with it under the aegis of the planning board, you know, reasonable things will happen. We don't have that comfort level now in this situation, and we request your asserting jurisdiction over this lot going forward. And I thank you.
Thank you, sir. You can submit those comments. We want to do that right now? You want
I'm
to submit
to,
those?
Sure.
Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak on item number 5? Okay, close the public hearing on item number 5. Let the record show that Walter Eckert is here representing the property owner. Before we begin with this, I just, you know, I didn't want to engage the speaker during the public comment, but I'm not privy to what's going on with building safety and the issues that are going on with there. But Mr. Anderson, the items that you mentioned are not germane to what we're doing tonight with a lot line revision, okay? I understand you said there's a stop work order put on the property. That really has no bearing on what we're going to be deliberating tonight. So, but I do appreciate you come up to speak. Your comments are part of the record, okay? So having said that, what's the plan there, Mr. Eckert?
The plan is, of course, to take the two lots and create one lot, delineating the back lot and making it one whole lot. I am not privy to anything that the client is planning on doing in the future. I'm sure that in the future, if need be, will be brought before you.
And then we can certainly talk about any issues that are germane at that time. So, okay. Everything meets with zoning properly? Any issues with the West on this? How about over here? Anything? Is this a type 2? Unlisted? Okay. Okay, so under seeker, this is an unlisted action. I have before me a short environmental assessment form that staff has indicated is in order. At this time, I'll make a motion that we approve it. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Kevin Roach. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Nay. Okay. It's unanimous. Okay. I'll sign that in a bit. All right. So at this time, I'll make a motion that we approve item number 5 with board policy 6. And as in the previous one, getting the copies and the written descriptions down to the planning office. That is a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Kevin Roach. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, sir. Do I need two of them for this? Do I need one for seeker on this?
No.
That's on there? All right. Okay, moving on to item number 6. Broadway. It's a special permit for two apartments in the mixed-use overlay district. Section block and lot is 56.26-11-9. Seeker determination, zone C2, mixed-use overlay district, Heritage Area Commission. It's in Ward 9, All Scene LLC, / Jessica Meyer is the applicant owner. Is there anybody besides the applicant or owner wishing to speak on item number 6? You must be Jessica.
I'm Jessica.
Welcome. Yes. All right. All right, so where is 346? Is that by Brewster Street in that area? Is that what we're talking about?
It's between Fox Hall and Chester.
Okay.
I think the original approval was 2016, under the previous owner, and then it transferred to us. It was under Jonathan Butler originally, and then transferred to us in February of 2017.
Is this something that has to be renewed annually?
It doesn't have to be. Initially, it's a one-year renewal, and after that, you have discretion. She added a second apartment. I'm sorry. sorry, a second apartment was added last year during the renewal, correct?
That's right.
So now there's two apartments.
Okay. And how are things going there? Good?
It's gone good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Did building safety, have they conducted an inspection recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have a copy? Are we going to get a copy of that?
We didn't get a copy. Did she do that recently?
Mm-hmm.
Jill did? Okay.
Yeah, I think just maybe 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago.
Okay.
So we were inspected when we got our CO in February of this year, and then there was another inspection just a couple of weeks ago.
She did do it verbally. She said how beautiful it was. That's I'm now
okay.
About because I think she had scheduled one with you earlier and didn't actually do it and then maybe contacted you to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right.
Okay, so the last approval was for that second apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is, the parking has all been taken
right.
care of for that. Okay. What are your thoughts on the term for special, for the renewal? You want to go three on the next one?
Doesn't change.
Or do you want to go longer? Three's good? Kevin, good?
Yes.
All right. Anything else on the board? All right. All right. Yeah, we'll make that one of the requirements.
Is that something I need to do, or you guys get that internally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So under seeker, this is a type 2 action. No further review of the board is required. So at this time, I'll make a motion that we approve item number 6 for a period of 3 years. That's with all original conditions carried forward. Also, a favorable inspection report from the Building Safety Division. And if there's a change in ownership, the new owners will have to, that whole renewal starts over again.
Okay.
So, all right. But you're going to hold on to it. So we'll see you in 3 years.
All right.
All right. So that's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Kevin Roach. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, excuse me. Item number 7 is 685 Broadway. It's a special permit renewal for auto sales and repairs. Section block and lot is 56.92-3-21. Seeker determination zone C2. It's in a heritage area, Ward 4. Dago A. Maratz is the applicant owner. Is there anybody besides the applicant owner wishing to speak on item number 7? Okay. How are you, folks?
Hi.
You're Arnold. I can see your shirt. Good?
It's
okay. Can you state your names for the record, please? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, my name is Arnold Meraz.
Okay.
Dago
Meraz. Your Dago's son?
Yes, he's
okay.
My dad. I'm coming here for representing. You know? So any question, she's my translator because my English
okay, nice to meet
well.
You. Okay. Corner of Franklin and Broadway, the one with the food truck. All right, so the last renewal was in April of 2015 for a period of 2 years. And I see a lot has been going on since that last renewal. One thing in particular is the operation of the food truck there now. That's kind of, it seems like it has become a permanent fixture for the property. And what my concern is with that is that it's taking up parking spaces that were part of the original approval that were required for that operation. So,
what is the story with the food truck? Who operates it, or is it yours, or are you renting it out, or?
My dad's wife.
You have to speak up. Can, yeah, speak up there, Mr. Maratz. Okay.
It's for my dad's wife.
Okay.
Okay.
What's its normal hours of operation? The same as the
hours? I'm not sure.
Same as the automotive?
No.
It's usually from like 8 in the morning, 7 in the morning to like 4.
Yes.
You know how are the utilities handled in the food truck? Does it have like separate water, separate sewer? Separate.
Do we have any, I don't even know what the regulations are in having such an operation. I know food trucks are popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
And I think it's a, I mean.
They're normally mobile.
Yeah, they are. like I said before, this seems like it's a permanent fixture, part of the property.
We have any comment from building safety on this at all, or like the utilities, or how it's plugged in, or?
We don't, and actually Dago also has an application in to use the lot on, a parking lot on Franklin Street, which we informed him that that's not an allowed use, so he would need to go for a variance for that. So if you want to look at tabling this for the time being, and doing some research on the food truck. Dan has done some research on other food trucks around.
Okay.
And maybe look into the utilities, visit the property.
I think a visit of the property would be helpful to see what the utilities and electric, and because, I mean, it seems to be permanently fixed and seems to be, like, growing in footprint.
Yeah, he does say that it moves for festivals and things. I think he's taken it to different festivals. But there does seem to be a structure behind the truck, or maybe in front of the truck, and I'm not sure exactly how that's.
Is the truck registered for over-the-road operation, do you know? Does it got license plates on it? And it does? All right.
I tend to agree with Kyla about maybe tabling this for till our next meeting. Give us an opportunity to look into food trucks and how it affects what we're doing here.
I'd like to also know how the septic and water is handled, because I know I've gone by the food truck and I've seen hoses and things coming out of it and going across the parking lot. So,
and then your dad, at our next meeting, he can be the one to be here to answer the questions. I'm glad you guys came here tonight. Okay.
Well, I think
basically regulates them. There's currently no legislation in our code with regard to them, and technically they're not structured, so they're not really subject to the planning board.
Well,
correct, but I think we have a current site plan that's in violation right now because the food truck is there, limiting the parking of the original site plan, and I think the food truck also is expanding and has some type of structure attached to it, so I think building safety needs to take a close look and make sure that's truly mobile before this board. And how it's being operated, yes. I mean, utilities, water, sewer, I mean, how is this functioning? And I think also staff needs to bring us back the original site plan so we can make sure with the food truck we have the proper parking, et cetera, that's required for the existing business.
And part of the tabling, can you offer an opinion before the next at the next meeting about how it affects the site plan with regard to parking? Okay. All right. Okay. Sound good? Okay. Okay, so at this time, I'll make a motion that we table item number 7 until our next meeting.
And we're going to ask for a...
We'll ask for a determination from building safety on the operation of the food truck, and also from... The health department inspection?
No, an inspection by building safety of the site.
Building safety will conduct an inspection of the site and also get a determination from Corporation Council on how the operation...
It's affecting the existing site plan.
Affects the existing site plan. So that is a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Kevin Roach. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Your father will get a letter, okay? All right. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Dan, for that.
Wayne, do we have item number three yet?
Maria's not here yet. Okay.
You want to table it? Go on to old business.
You want to table it? Officially?
Sure. I'm going into old business.
All right, what do you want to do? You want to table? Or do you want to wait?
I don't care. Just take care of it. I'm not here by now.
It is 6:34.
Wayne, you can wait till the end.
All right, we're going to wait. Moving into old business, item number 8 is 602 Broadway, site plan to renovate an existing single-story building to a three-story multi-use building. Section block and lot is 56.25-3-20, seeker determination, zone C2, Heritage Area Commission, Broadway Overlay District, Ward 4, and the 602 Building LLC, in parens, Morgan Coy, is the applicant owner.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good evening. Nice to see
you. Can you state your name for the record, please?
Morgan Coy.
Okay.
Well, so would you like me to
take us
up
through
to date?
Yeah.
All right. So after the last time here, I've been hopefully checked the boxes that were left unchecked, namely looking for fire escapes, making sure we have the fire paths all mapped out for the occupancy that we're looking at trash plan in the basement. We put two trash or garbage rooms, one for the front, one for the back, that address, you know, close to the stairs. So while it's not the easiest thing to do, it does seem to be like the most efficient, having them close to those stairwells, and so we feel like we've approached that. As far as the material boards that were also requested, we kind of went through this. It's fairly simple, so we figured we'd go for what these renderings look like. This is what we're looking at, which is a corrugated dark metal glass brick on the bottom. Most likely we'll have to, due to the graffiti stuff that's been on the brick, we'll paint it, but it will be painted in this red color scheme most likely. Also have looked at our parking stuff that was from last time, though that hasn't completely changed. We're also thinking about the trees aspect, since we don't own any of the property besides what is the building, you know, looking at the roof deck as a possibility to have some foliage, and also since the whole sidewalk is going to be redone for the upcoming Broadway plans, presumably there will be some more trees put in, hopefully. Hopefully we can have some input into that, because we like that idea as well. Also went to the Heritage Board with these revised and hopefully final plans of what we're looking at, and you can see we have our elevations and all of the our drainage plans and et cetera. I mean, these are the next step. We'll be going to full on building plans, but this is the design as we see it, and that won't change. But the Heritage Board was very positive, really liked it, and so I feel like we're moving in the direction of trying to, you know, create this kind of hybrid of old and new. As far as the environmental testing goes as well, that is scheduled. I've talked with the geologists and stuff, so they'll be doing drilling in the basement to find out, crossing fingers, on initial tests that were done just on the air quality, there was nothing immediately okay. evident. However, the testing will be more, they're going to be boring holes into the concrete and doing more deep testing of that. And from the report on 25 Field Court, the deepest that they found the contamination was 8 feet. Our basement is deeper than that, so there's a good chance that it won't affect us. But even if there is off-gassing that's found, the remediation systems and that's already been, there's ample space in the basement for the mechanicals for doing that, and there are systems that
okay.
should be able to do that.
Did we have, go ahead.
Just so you're aware, that was the Ulster County Planning Board comment, so you can yes. concur with that comment.
That was the only comment they had?
Yes, about testing, environmental testing.
Did we get anything communication from Heritage Area on this officially?
You just went last.
Their last meeting was 2 or 3 weeks ago or something like that.
And they approved it at that meeting?
They approved it.
Okay. We are all in the same. We're in the same office,
yeah.
But Sue was not in today, so we didn't get to talk about it. And
yeah, no, they were pretty excited about it. So.
As far as the structural components and what have you, the types of materials, how is that meeting favorably with what we had marching orders from last meeting on this, right? Is that sitting good with folks here now? Are you okay with that?
Now, are these existing trees or are these trees you're putting in?
No, those were rendered.
Rendered?
On that side of the building, there are no trees. But
are you going to put them in?
We'd like to, but the whole, I don't know how the Broadway, because they're redoing the whole side.
That's going to be on the front. I don't think that's going to be on the cross street.
Yeah. I mean, since I don't know the process of, since we don't own the sidewalk, what that process looks like, but I'm.
We love trees.
Yeah, I'm into it. I like it. I mean, that's why we put it into the.
Not on Broadway, because they are going to redo Broadway, but put on staff level for the side street.
The West is good with that, staff level for vegetation? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how wide that sidewalk is. We'll have to
Sue can talk to you and figure out if something to just spruce up the street on that side.
Sure.
And you do have a rather large building that's going to have a bit of metal,
yeah.
So it would be nice to have a little bit
offset
of a green space to offset it.
Well, and as you know, we are renting the space next door. So the possibility to put some, I can pitch putting some trees in that space as well, which I think, I like that green space. I think that there's a
Mr.
nice
Hutton's
opportunity.
Space next door?
What's that? The
Bill Hutton's space?
Yes.
Next? Okay.
Yes. So yeah, he's going to rent that to us, and I'm interested in having that, remain, since we're not going to build on it, since it's just a rental, and he doesn't seem to have any plans to actually develop it. I think there's opportunity there to address that as well.
Has that been presented to us at all about something going on there? Or no?
We've talked about it, but you're not actually, at this point, you're not proposing anything for that side lot.
No.
You're not
really just
green space.
It's green space, and essentially, especially for construction, it will be hugely valuable. But potentially having that as a space that we could also, do something with and
tie it in. No, I think that's great.
Great.
Just when that comes to be, just
absolutely.
Come on back and see us, and we'll be happy to hear that.
Are we going to have him come back for signage and lighting? Or
oh, yes. Oh, well, I have to do that for Heritage. That's my next piece for Heritage, because that's very important for them. So that was...
Yeah, so that's up to you, whether you want it to come back to the planning board also, or whether you want, as long as
staff.
Heritage approves it, have it. That's up to you.
I think it can be left at staff with Heritage. Okay. I don't think we have to duplicate.
You could with light that just the lighting you're talking about now?
Lighting and signage.
Lighting and signage. You okay with having that, or do you want to actually?
I mean, they've already approved the renderings of the building, so I don't think that. I mean, they're on the right track as far as I'm concerned, but I don't. if you want to see it.
Do you have an idea of what you're looking at for signage?
And we're far enough away that it's not
you
a come, priority.
You're willing to come back?
Absolutely.
And the lighting is just this,
come
right?
Back on those
yeah.
Two
come
issues.
Back to, come back. Okay.
The lighting is just this, right? The.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do a sign and what kind of lighting, so just have
okay.
It come back to us.
Yeah, no problem.
And timeline for construction, what's your tomorrow?
Well, the next step is to do the...
Bless you.
What's that? For, well, the goal is to, I mean, the first thing, and this, we're working with the engineer already, is to shore up the basement and the first story so that it can
okay.
build up. So that's what happens first. We've got tentative plan. It's based on, because this is steel... this needs to go off for engineering too, so that then the load can be correctly
okay.
Done for. So anyway, the goal is though that we have the envelope for this building closed in before winter.
Okay,
that's the goal. Whether
it happens or not.
Whether it happens or not, but hopefully, I mean, balls are in motion. So it seems like
site plan. Is there any term or are we
just site?
I mean, that's also a major priority since we're sprinkling this building. So
right.
In order to do that, we have to make sure we have a 4-inch connection. So we will be fully integrating that.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions? Good over here. All right. Looks like a good project.
I'm excited. I hope it delivers, and I think
good.
It has a chance. We got a chance at it. So
good. Under seeker, this is an unlisted action, so we will have to make a determination of environmental significance. I have before me a short environmental assessment form that is in order. At this time, I make a motion that we approve it. Do I have a second on this?
Second
by Kevin Roach. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right. So we're going to recap here. There's a lot of stuff going on here, isn't there?
There is. All right. Also,
Knox box, good.
Knox box on there.
Good. Well, it's been 2 months, you know. All right. So this time I'll make a motion that we approve item number 8 with board policies 3, 4, 4A, 6, 7, 7A, 8, 11, 14, 19, 23, 24, and 25.
One other thing is that typically it's 120 days to get a building permit. Are you thinking that you're going to do that, or
yeah.
Do you need additional time?
That seems.
120 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you need additional time.
Over the sidewalks
yeah.
And the board policies.
Board policies, yes, are in the sidewalks.
Yeah.
And he knows about the Broadway project and working in that timeline. Talk about that.
Other approvals needed, and you've already got it. We're just waiting for communication from Heritage Area Commission. Conditions are installation of a Knox box. That's for after hours from fire department. Signage and lighting details, the applicant will return to the planning board. Stormwater and sewer connections and also water connection will have to be approved by engineering and Kingston Water Department. We already have the parking waiver granted, is that correct? Or do we... was that done at a previous meeting?
It was discussed at the last
okay.
meeting, but you have to...
We'll stand by on that for a second. Street trees on the field court side will be... brought to staff for their approval. The board has also concurred with the environmental testing as part of the Ulster County Planning Board comment. Now, as far as parking waiver, we're within. Yeah, I am too.
Discussed that last month.
Yeah, they talked about
Okay.
We talked about it before. He spent more money getting these plans to where they're at.
All right. So we're good. We're good with the parking waiver, 47 spaces, correct?
Okay. Correct. Do we need a separate vote on that first? Just make a motion.
Okay, motion by Robert Jacobson to waive the 47 parking spaces. Is there a second on that? Second by Matt Gillis.
Due to the proximity of local public parking lots?
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, so the parking waiver is now part of the approval. And that is it. Do I have a second on this one? Matt Gillis says a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mr. Coy.
Brent, good seeing you.
You might see me right now. Come on. I'm still here.
All right. Okay, under new business, item number 9, 37 North Front Street, site plan to convert an apartment to office space. Section, block, and lot is 48.314-2-6. Seeker determination, zone C2, Stockade Historic District, Ward 2. Morgan Coy is the applicant. Boy, Monophonus, did I do that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Monophonus East LLC is the owner. Let the record show that Mr. Morgan Coy is here. What time do I have here? 6:50. Okay.
Yeah. So this this is a front apartment. My wife is a social work therapist, and hoping to set up a practice in this space. Has been an apartment, although it's in the mixed-use area. We have offices on several spots.
And what business is this above? Where are we talking?
What business? Well, this is above. What's below?
Oh,
below we have Blue Cashew, which is a kitchen shop.
Okay.
And then Love Field Vintage, which is a vintage clothing store.
J&A building.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, J&A. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That clears it up right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, so I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
So, basically, there used to be one giant... you may know the history of the building or not. But upstairs was a giant 2,000-square-foot single apartment with many different spaces in it, and some businesses run out of it. And this was the first building I bought and renovated in Kingston, so this was quite an education for me, but converted it into a front and back two apartments. The back is a two-bedroom. The front was a larger studio space, as you can see.
Put a whole new facade on the front, didn't you?
Because basically that front wall was completely structurally not attached, which we didn't know until later. Anyway, so the whole front had to be rebuilt. Just the second story. So it was quite basically, as with many buildings in Kingston, nothing was ever taken out. It was just covered up, so it had the original gas light fixtures buried inside the walls.
Some of those lines still have gas in them.
Yeah. Not us, luckily. We did check before. So this was the first project, and became familiar this was actually historic district, so that was a slightly more intense experience.
Okay.
Anyhow, so this is the somewhat internal family pressure to get an office uptown, so there's that piece of it.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we did. Not a happy one. Yeah, it was yep, full flushable wipes. Don't use them in case anybody does. I don't. But it could have come in from the way our sewer line was put in. So even though all the plumbing in the building had been replaced, not to the street. So it is now, unfortunately. But for now it's a better system, and that should not happen again.
So that problem came from another property tied into this house somewhere? Is that what the sewage issue that you had?
It's hard to, I'll never know. Yeah. I'll never know. It could have been a tenant flushing flushable wipes.
Yeah.
But it couldn't be routed. Anyway, it was a nightmare. It was terrible. It happened. Luckily, we were able to fix it before 4th of July. Not a good one.
All right. And number of employees, hours of operation?
What do you have? I can't imagine it being – potentially there could be group counseling sessions that could go to, 8 or so. But I can't imagine anything more than that. It's pretty standard therapy, multiple partners. So I think, it'll be general working hours and pretty – low impact.
All right. And any interior renovations to realign what's going on inside?
I think the plan is to create some private spaces in there.
Okay.
And that will be, all done according to, in conjunction with the building department and inspections and so forth. So.
And any signage, you have to bring it to historic landmarks. I don't know if you've got
that's going to be on them. They know the deal. This is my piece of the partnership, and then as far as I've informed my wife and that she'll have to go to the our historic society and deal with that.
All right,
that will be on her.
I don't see any issues with this.
All right, and just the parking was two spaces were needed for the apartment. Office space requires one space, medical office 4. We're in proximity to the municipal lot, so I make a motion that we waive the parking requirement at this time. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Robert Jacobson with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Any other questions? All right. Under seeker, this is a type 2 action, so no further review of the board is required at this time. And that's it, right? Anything else jumping out at us? Okay.
You have a Knox box on this building?
Let's throw a Knox box
in. But I will put one in.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. All right. So at this time, I'll make a motion that, and this is not what am I talking about here? This is an allowed use, so it does not require a special permit. We're just doing site plan. Okay. So at this time, I'll make a motion that we approve item number 9 with board policy 6 that will need to be signed. Approval from Heritage Area Commission and any, this is just for signage and. From Landmarks Commission for any signage. We have the parking waiver and the installation of a Knox box. That's a motion. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, sir.
And one more.
All right. Okay, item number 10, 586 Broadway. It's a site plan to add an outdoor seating area to an existing restaurant. Section block and lot is 56.25-3-26.100. Seeker determination, zone C2, Ward 4. Morgan Coy is the applicant. Monofonus East is LLC is the owner. And let the record show that Mr. Coy is here again. Okay. And this is for Tubby's?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You want to tell us about your plan here?
Well, so this is something that I made a mistake on, in the sense that I got my business partner in this and our contractor. My business partner was very excited about doing this outside seating area. We have the survey on the land. It's within setbacks and stuff. The contractor said he had done one for another place in town. Went down to the building department. Building department said, you don't need a permit. Go ahead and do it. And he built it. So luckily, it's a temporary structure. We can take it apart. It's not that was part of the fence situation. You can see the letter from the building department that they gave me as well, saying, because I went down to verify that what my contractor had said was true after somebody told me, right after it had been built, that was not going to fly.
Okay.
And so I promptly submitted an application to do this. It was, there was, like I said, it's on me, this one, and if we need to take it down, you're not the first one, so. Yeah, well,
okay.
It was a mistake. So
where was it built? Was this like a parking area beforehand, or?
Went over two parking spaces. We still have two more, and we rent. We have two more spaces that are still.
Two.
Those are the two that were. It was built over, and there's
so
two more
parking area
over here.
Yeah.
Because of that.
And what's behind this fence? Just tables?
I think it shows in the picture. Yeah, there's some. We serve food, but we don't do table service. So,
okay.
But there are two small tables out there.
Okay. We're just talking about the parking. Parking is based on the number of seats in a restaurant. So if there's two small tables with, two seats each?
Mm-hmm.
So it would require a space, probably eliminated two spaces. You probably should at least discuss a parking waiver.
Now, when this fence is up, what happens in wintertime? I mean, is this where you're taking deliveries to, or?
No, we have a kitchen door next to it, so we take deliveries. I don't know if it.
Over here?
Yeah, on this.
Over there.
So you can see the kitchen door. That's our delivery.
But based on your parking lot, most trucks pull up, they go around, go in the door.
Exactly. I mean, but this lot is
because we never know what the end. Yeah, so.
So it's, even though it's our property, there's a right-of-way. I can measure those spaces. We may not. It does go. Did I give the survey with it? I did, right? It actually looks as though we still have, it's tight. We don't generally park there. This is the right of way. This is the proposed, not proposed, the should have been proposed outdoor area. So the space is theoretically still there. However, in practice, it's probably a little
still got
tight.
15 feet.
Most likely seasonal. I mean, we built it intentionally to be easily deconstructed. I mean, but it's, it's a process to deconstruct it, but not.
Plowing and snow removal, are you planning on?
That is the plan, is to figure out. Yeah, because we can't.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it. I mean, a lot of restaurants like outdoor seating, and it does draw in patrons, and people like it. My only concern is I think that the parking lot needs to have some striping and better direction for pedestrians, and I'm just a little concerned at this stockade fence that if somebody pulls their car, they're going to go right through it. So I don't know if there's a way that you can
cut some type of barrier
so the cars don't go into that area. We had a similar circumstance with, Santa Fe, and they put some type of concrete planters that added some visual shrubbery and green space to the back of what would normally be not a most attractive building, but at the same time it acted as a way that pedestrians could get in and out, and they were protected from cars. So,
I mean, ideally what I'd like to do would be to put bike parking, like that would have some structural, because we do have a lot of people who bike there, and there's not enough bike parking. So if that was actually in the concrete, I feel like that might be able to.
And I mean, I have driven past this building many of time, and it's not the most attractive in the back. So I think I'm okay with it, but I would, my own recommendation to other members, however they feel, I'd like to table it and maybe have you come back with like a little bit better plan as to how you're going to improve this with like striping and maybe planters and maybe like dress it up a little bit.
Okay.
And then I think I would be on board. And I think parking, again, you're right across the street from a public parking lot. I think I would be okay with waiving the couple spots that are required. But I don't know what other board members think.
What would you like me to do in the meantime? Do you want us to take it down and to do, I mean, because that's sort of the.
No, I don't. I would just like you to come back next month and just, you know, make it a little bit safer.
Building safety hasn't posted it, have they? I mean,
And I think that part of the confusion is you don't need a permit for a fence, building permit for a fence, so there probably was that discussion about a fence there. So, I mean, the building department knows that it's there.
No, you don't. You're not going to need to take it down in the meantime.
I mean, unless you guys want to put it at staff level, I mean, it's just striping a parking lot and putting a couple planters and some green space. You can work with staff.
I can do that. I mean, that to me is something that I get, would it be possible?
Without a lot of money, you can stripe this, put a pedestrian, put a couple planters, make it look nice, and I think it would be aesthetically pleasing and also much safer for pedestrians,
which is my main
concern.
I mean, we are interested in doing those things anyway, so I think that's
might be the time.
Cap, you good with that?
Yeah. And as the fence stands now, I'm okay with it. I mean, obviously, whatever building safety, I mean, I don't know if it's, as long as it meets their requirements for being structural.
People do smoke out there, so we can put up signs and encourage them to, but yeah.
And you've already been in contact with the liquor authority about this, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They probably need our approval in order to amend the liquor license.
All right.
Yes.
Approval in order for them to modify the license.
Okay.
Safety, Kyler. Yeah, I mean, it's striping a parking lot and putting a couple of planters in that meet the safety. So I'm fine with that on staff.
Okay.
I mean, right now it's a black parking lot, so anything's going to be an improvement.
But we will have to issue a parking waiver now. What on that? So we are in proximity to a municipal lot. So at this time, I make a motion to waive the parking requirement for this outdoor seating area. Do I have a second? Second by Kevin Roach. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
You have to remember, too, it's only being used 4 months out of the year.
Yeah. All right. Under seeker, this is a type 2 action, so no further review of the board is required at this time. So I'll make a motion that we approve item number 10, with Board Policy 6 and the applicant to return to staff for the addition of striping in the parking lot, landscaped planters, and structures to protect the pedestrians. We've also got the parking. Oh, Board Policy 19 as well. Okay. Okay, so that is a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Matt Gillis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
All right. Just a quick question. Could I do bike parking? Would that, I mean, is that something that would be?
Yeah, I mean, that can serve two purposes. It could be a protective barrier, you know, for and serve as a bike.
Great. Love it. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much for all of your time.
I'll get out of here.
I'll see you later.
Stewart's requested more time. Is that why they want to stay here?
Okay. Item number 11 is One Boulevard. It's a site plan to construct an 84-square-foot addition onto an existing Stewart's shop. Section block and lot 56.124-5-23, seeker determination, zone C2, Ward 5, Stewart Shop Corporation is the applicant owner. The applicants have requested that this be tabled tonight. They're awaiting more information on this endeavor. So I'll make a motion that we table item 11. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, item number 12, 97 Broadway, site plan to construct an entryway in the public right-of-way and add additional site improvements. The section block and lot is 56.43-4-4. Seeker determination, Zone RT, Rondot Historic District, Heritage Area Commission, Ward 8, and Art Society of Kingston is the applicant owner. Let the record show that Mr. Brad Will is here. How are you, sir?
We've been to the HAC, HLPC a couple of times, and we've passed through those two committees. And the reason we're here is because we determined, I thought it was going to be a zoning issue, but it's a zoning board of appeals issue, but it's more DPW and yours. So we're here really specifically for the ADA walk and entryway that's encroaching onto the sidewalk. And the sidewalk itself is, as you know, very, very deep, fortunately, so it kind of gives us...
That's already got some pitch to it, right?
Got some pitch, yeah. So entering on the uphill side gets us to that first door, which is going to have a push-button handicapped entrance, and then just continue on. We're recentering so that the main entrance will be in the center again, as it was, you know, long ago. So that's it's going to do double duty, and then there'll be steps on the downhill side. So it's really a simple.
Didn't we discuss this like 6 months ago? This was before.
At one time, the Art Society came in for the side. They were doing a courtyard, and I think at that time there was talk of ADA accessibility on the side there. Okay. But I think. Plans have changed.
We looked at that, and it was so long and circuitous and would have had such an extensive ramp system, it would have eaten up the entire area there.
What's it look like?
Open that up, Fred?
Yeah, so what are you using?
Yeah. there's a linear planter that's only a foot wide. So the entire width of this encroachment, we'll call it, is 5 feet. And that leaves us with almost 6.5 to 7 feet to the curb. So that's it. It's a 28-foot by 5-foot encroachment. The material of the planters would be surrounded by an aluminum material that would have an iron, oxidized iron Core 10 look to it, finish. So it won't, because it's not actually iron and not actually oxidizing, it won't stain the sidewalk. And I think we'll be very durable over time.
Is the railing going to be of that material also, of that color? Or?
There are colors in here, and that's what we reviewed with HLBC and HAC, yeah. And they approved all of the colors for the new windows and doors. It's a very neutral color for the steel pipe. It's a very simple railing. It's not.
Can you just show the elevation section there?
I have a sample of the material if you're curious. I'm going to take one of these and hand them around. Just a little information on some of the items. So that's the material.
Superintendent of Public Works will have to review it, and we'll need a sidewalk permit in the mayor's office because encroachment in the right-of-way requires planning board, public works, and mayor approval.
Yeah, we're in no great hurry. I mean, the fact that we're here, they've been trying to do this for a long time, so yeah. It's finally getting done.
Any other questions? Under seeker, this is a type 2 action, so no further review of the board is required. At this time, I'll make a motion that we approve item number 12 with board policies 4, 4A, 6, 23, and 24. Approvals, let's see, they've already had these approvals. Okay. All right. Also, we have approval from the superintendent of public works and the mayor for the construction in the public right-of-way, which will also require a sidewalk permit. That is a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Alderman.
Thank you. I'll leave this with you if you'd like an extra copy.
We'll keep a copy?
Or you probably have a whole bunch of them already.
I didn't change. Yeah. I think we have a couple.
I'll take it back.
So
yeah. Thanks again.
Say
hi to Sari.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Item number 13. We're in zoning change now.
51 Schwenk Drive, recommendation on proposed zoning amendment to include property in the mixed-use overlay district. Zone C2, Heritage Area, Ward 2. Herzog Supply Company is the applicant owner. Let the record show that Dennis Larios and Michael Moriello are here. Welcome, folks.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, let us know here.
Well, I brought a little survey that shows the area kind of outlined in purple there that just the request is for the extension of the stockade overlay district to include that area. It already includes the rest of the project. That area is about 12% of the total project land area.
And that's just parking area right now, isn't it?
It's the Uptown Grill, which was Elena's, and parking for the Uptown Grill.
Council just looking for a recommendation.
Right.
Yeah. And it also is going to, it got referred to Landmarks and also to Custer County Planning Board. It's got to go.
Where's that picture? I don't need that, do I?
No.
Oh, we're over there. We're on 2. There we go. It's been 2 months, you know, since I've, yeah.
Just looking at the map, it doesn't make sense where it originally was. I mean, this parcel is just hanging out there.
It could have been. It's
not even a big enough parcel to develop commercially.
Yeah, it's 3 acres.
No, it's, I agree with you.
You're going to end up using Clinton Avenue, Schwenk Drive, whatever you want to call it, as really the border, which is what it should have been to begin with. I'm fine with it.
That's the west. Good.
Just look at the section in your notes that talks about procedure and planning board report. Because those are the issues that you are looking at.
No.
So there's these points.
All right.
All right. The planning board report. In preparing a report on a proposed amendment, the planning board shall consider the following: whether such change is consistent with the objectives and purposes of the districts to be affected. We agree with that. I agree with that. The nature and location of uses and buildings to be affected and the manner in which they will be affected. Good with that?
Again, it's one piece that's hanging out there that is a very small piece and commercial development would be difficult otherwise.
Whether uses permitted by the proposed change will be appropriate in the affected areas, I think that it will. Everybody else agree? And the effect of the change on existing or proposed public facilities and services such as schools, streets, utilities, etc. I see no effect on that.
No.
Does everybody concur? Okay.
Not for the size of the parcel.
All right. So having said that, I will. Does anybody else have anything to say? We're good. All right. At this time, I'll make a motion that we recommend that 51 Schwenk Drive, the amendment should be
included
in the mixed-use overlay district. We concur with the proposed zoning amendment change. That's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
There's no secret. Okay. Motion carried. Thank you. Are any opposed? No. No opposed. Motion carried. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Robert, did Robert? Yeah. Any other business before this? Oh, we got a table.
Thank you, Michael.
Going back to item number 3, 47 North Front Street. I make a motion that we table that. Second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Sure.
Sure. Motion to adjourn. Second by everybody. Yeah, on the question? Yes?
Sidewalks.
Yes.
We approved this restaurant at 243 Fair Street across from the county building. I don't know that if it's anything to do with
is that the old DMZ?
That,
building? Yeah.
That restaurant?
Yes.
They tore up that sidewalk as soon as we gave them permission, and it has been totally impassable since. They've done lots of other work at the site, and they left that as the lowest priority, apparently. Maybe there's other things they need to do under it or something, but.
I have been walking, and I've noticed that, but they had to put all new underground utilities in Central Hudson was just there last week, putting all new primary, and they actually ran primary down the pole to the manhole on the corner of Main and Fair. So I think they were waiting for Central Hudson to do their work. There also, I believe, was an underground bunker for an old coal storage, which was removed. They've done a lot of excavation in there. There was an in-ground oil tank that was removed. Plus, they had all of the pallets of bluestone to create the new patio where the old driveway was. So I think they're waiting to – they're working their way out of the building, and then they'll put the – I presume the new sidewalk in, but they don't want to run equipment over it right now. I think that there could have been better measures for pedestrians, but –
Mary Jo says that the they're probably due for an extension on their sidewalk permit.
Yeah, and they just had a lift there on the sidewalk the other day painting up above. They had one of those big forklifts.
Well, you know, normally the time frame is just to keep people moving along, and they have been moving along.
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Central Hudson had more equipment there the other day. They ran all new primary in that manhole that feeds all of uptown, the underground part. So I don't know how the building was affected by that, but they were there an entire day with a crew.
Major sections of it without being touched. They could have made it passable in between needing to do work or do something more temporary to make it passable because it's been totally impassable.
Well, they've had the same issue down on the other corner with
the hotel.
That's been impassable because, again, they've been doing construction and rip out and roof work, and they don't want it landing on people. But that is something that the board may have to consider in the future with some of these buildings. If there's major renovations and sidewalks a block, they may have to come up with alternative measures to either create some type of scaffolding so you can get underneath or some type of jersey barriers in order to protect pedestrians out on the street.
As part of the permit process, they're supposed to submit a pedestrian plan. And
that doesn't seem to be happening. I mean, but
I don't think there's any choice but to do that. I mean, you either route them through it, or you have to. They're supposed to go to the next corner, take them over and around the construction.
That's in theory what they're doing.
So they usually don't want you funneling and even scaffolding through the construction. They'd rather take you out and around. Exactly.
Yeah. There's nothing at the Pearl Street and telling you that there's any construction on the sidewalk coming ahead. So everybody has to just, well, if you're coming down Fair Street, well, what I mean, if you once you get to the building, you do. But then you're crossing in the middle of the street.
supposed to be at the corner, and then like that corner.
Is the whole thing blocked off?
Is this something you can convey?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Good point, though.
Yep.
All right, so to move along with the motion to adjourn, second by Robert Jacobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.